My name is Andrew and I'm from Newport and I'm organising the Black Lives Matter march that's happening in Newport. I just want to say that it's past the point of needing change. Change was needed when Malcolm X was saying his speeches. Change was needed when MLK was saying his speeches. Change was needed in the 60s when the Black Panthers arose. It's past the point for the need for change. We need to change. The change is here. The change is now. We're living through a global pandemic, but still everybody's here under one reason, for one common purpose, because we all recognize that justice is needed for all. Because we're tired of seeing people getting killed every day that look like us. I got a 9-year-old sister. She's telling me, why are they doing that to people? She's asking me, why do black lives have to matter? I have to explain that to her. And I don't want to have to do that again. My mother had to do it. My father had to do it. My grandfather had to do it. My great-great-great-great-great-grandfather had to do it. It stops here. It stops now. And it stops with us here today. We can make a real change. There is no normal to return back to after this. There is no normal life. We have to create the new normal. The new normal looks like equality for all of us. It looks like the end of systemic and systematic racism. It looks like black history being at the forefront of the curriculum. That's what needs to happen. It's not enough to just come out here and post black screens on our Instagram. Hashtag Black Lives Tuesday. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. That's not enough. It's not even enough to be here today because the fight has only just begun, people. This ain't the end of it. It's the beginning of it. So I need everyone to take this with them today. When you leave this protest, don't just go home and say, you know, people were passionate. People inspired me, and leave it at that. Keep putting your foot on their necks. Keep the foot on their necks. Just like their foot was on George Floyd's neck, we're going to keep our knee on the neck of the authorities, of the government.